Hello and welcome to Life's What You Rate It, episode 19. My name is Michael Knipp and this is my brother,
Marcus Knipp.
And we are opening the show off in a way that normal podcasters open a show off. This is the show...
Okay, Michael, this is bad. We can't do this.
This is the show...
We're lying to the people.
Where we rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10.
I have an intro. That's not trash.
Okay, I guess I'll use your idea then.
Michael?
What?
I think we need to put out the word with this show.
I liked my intro.
No, I have an idea for... No, we're going to put out the word.
What's the word? Bird?
No, I'm not doing that. Stupid. We need to get... So the XFL's a thing, correct?
It's going to be 2020.
So essentially, any stupid idea that any stupid people have can be an important thing that's done for the internet.
No, you have to have enough money.
Okay, but still. Well, I mean, we're doing this.
Did I ruin your bit? I'm sorry.
No, we're doing this.
Okay.
So, we gotta make an Olympic meat cup team.
Meat cup? Okay, meat explain cup. Meat cup to the masses.
Okay, so meat cup is a thing that was invented by your brother-in-law, my lifelong friend. And you essentially, you get a weighted plastic cup. And it's weighted at the bottom, and it throws very far and very well, and you play Ultimate Frisbee rules with that, instead of a frisbee.
Well, you're supposed to use meat. Hamburger.
No, it's pulled pork, but...
Okay.
Still.
That's why it's a meat cup.
That's why
but they changed the rules, because evidently playing with, like, raw meat is not good.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Who knows?
It was a whole thing. However, we make a national meat cup team, starring me and you. You're trying to lose weight in competition with Dad.
Are you calling me fat?
I mean, not any fat. I'm not calling you any fatter than you've called yourself on this show. Touche. Can you touche something you say?
No, that's you. It's, you say mic drop, but don't drop it.
Can I try again?
Yeah.
I'm not calling you any fatter than you've called yourself on this show.
I like that you touched the mic. It's going to sound really good in post.
Okay, I gotta slap that mic every episode, my dude. What is the show?
Your intro sucks. We're using both intros.
We're just gonna do. And we'll meat let cup people stuff. Vote.
I give your intro 5 out of 10. It was barely serviceable, but fine.
I give your intro. I mean, here's the thing. I think for any other show, your intro was a very good big boy intro, and we're all very proud of you. For any other show that's not this one.
Well, I'm a grown up. I can't give a baby answer like you. Like a childish...
What was my intro last time? Hallmark movies?
I don't... Yeah. That's a grown-up, more grown-up intro, because at least you talked about Hallmark. I don't even know what you talked about this time, because it was so... I was so boring, I zoned out.
Hold on, I got it this time. Michael.
Yeah.
I got an intro for the show. Oh, we don't do that. Hey, Michael.
Yep.
So, you know our target demographic, being moms and whatnot.
Word.
What is one thing that moms are big, big fans of?
Dads.
Well, yes, but besides that.
Children.
Close. Hallmark cards. They're a big fan of cards.
Dude, no, like, they don't buy Hallmark cards because Hallmark cards are too expensive. They go to Target to the dollar section because that's how much they love their family. $1 worth.
Can we just agree that one thing that moms need... Hey, moms. This is a thing we're going to rate real quick just to kind of help you guys out for... Amanda, this is for you and your baby children. Thank you notes are out of date. Don't do those. The only reason you should do a thank you note is if you can't say thank you in person to the person who gave you the thing.
Preach, dude. Why in the world do thank you notes exist in 2018? It's maddening and also asinine and also bad for the environment.
Do you want to know why they actually exist? Thank you notes, no joke, exist.
Because old people still live?
No, it's because back in the day when people would send you gifts.
Oh, no, I know why they originally existed.
People would send... So, like, again, if you are... at your graduation and your grandma can't make it and she sends you a card and you write her a thank you note because she's not there to say thank you in person.
Why can't you call her or Skype her?
But like I can get that. She sent you a card with the money in it. You'd take the time to send her a card to say, hey, thank you for the dollars. Like, I get that. However,
I'm going to use them to buy weed. Thanks, Grandma.
Grandma,
going to Colorado.
This is going to those good edibles.
The
Thanks.
Mile High Club, if you know what I'm saying.
Gotta get those miles.
This is the first podcast where you've been drinking. Lysol. Nope. Listerine. Dang it. Lysol was a suicide joke. Did you drink Lysol as a
kid?
I drank Lysol as a kid once.
How'd you go get your stomach pumped?
I went to the, I got a 911 hospital. Nope. Ambulance.
No, it was one of those hospitals that drives to you.
That brought me to the hospital, and they put a bunch of suction cups on my stomach, which, I don't know what that, probably monitored me.
I know, it was definitely somebody, something, freaking doctor.
The problem
perverts.
Was they didn't know how much Lysol I ingested. If it were now, the whole bottle. Dude, I don't do anything halfway when it comes to eating or drinking. If you're going to call me fat, I'm going to tell you the truth.
I listened to a Minecraft Let's Play, and this guy was just telling a story about when he was
a
kid.
What a freaking nerd!
Dang it.
Heck darn you!
Okay, this is a good story. When he was a kid, he was outside playing in the heat for a long, long time, and for some reason, there was a pitcher of gasoline on the counter. So gasoline's clear, right? So he walks in and assumes it's water and downs half of this pitcher and almost dies as an 8-year-old kid because somebody left gas on the freaking table.
Gasoline isn't clear. It's like yellow. He's like, I'm going to drink this pee here real quick.
I'm going to drink this,
let me chuck this,
this room temperature pee. What's up?
Oh, heck darn. Yeah, anyway, this is the show where we rate things, and we haven't done any of that, but we have told some funny jokes.
I mean, we rated... okay, hold on. Let's rate thank you notes.
I mean...
4.
I feel like 4, because 2 is too low. I don't hate them that much. 4 is good. They're not great.
Yeah. 2 is too low. There's no 3s, so it has to be a 4.
Yeah.
Because so, it's still bad. It's not fine.
Yeah, like, did you bring anything to actually rate this week?
Did.
What is it?
Oh.
Did you forget?
No.
Is this the week we did it at the same? We did the same one.
Maybe.
What is yours?
I doubt it. It's gonna take some Foley work. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, dude. Do the Foley. I love freaking audio drama.
It's not Foley work. It's just me singing a song, actually.
Okay.
Here come the men in black. Mad Galaxy Defend. Will Smith used to release songs with movies that he would do.
I thought about this the other day.
And they were so good and fun, and you got so pumped about them.
Wow, wow. Will Smith used to release... Did we talk about this before?
I don't think so.
Because Will Smith used to release songs with every movie that he did.
And they were so good.
Even if they weren't, though.
It was good.
It was good. Because it's so amazing that you have a movie single to promote your movie. It's so just... It doesn't make any logical sense. Why would you do that?
But it's fun.
But why?
Because it's fun.
But like...
Hey, Michael. Why do you hate fun?
I love the band fun. I hate the act of having fun.
That was a bad laugh.
Because... No, the truth is I do love the song Men in Black, and I do think that I've never seen Wild Wild West, but I think that the song Wild West is probably better than the movie.
There's no way.
And I've heard other people agree with that sentiment. Here's the problem.
But it wasn't just a Will Smith thing. Other artists have done songs, like Disney artists do it all the time.
Like what?
You put me on the spot. Hold on.
I don't know what you're even talking about. Are you talking about like Disney Channel original movies or real ones?
No, original movies.
Okay.
But also like freaking like Ludacris with Too Fast, Too Furious.
No, but like, well, okay, so that's a good example. It's like Ludacris with Too Fast, Too Furious. But the
Ludacris
problem...
with Fast 6.
What did he do for Fast 6?
Another song, I don't remember. And 2 Chainz has a song for Fast 6. He's not in it, but he promotes... But like... The point is they promote a movie through a song.
But like, no. The thing about Will Smith's particular brand is he just tells you what the movie's about in his song. Like, he's telling you
the
that
good
the aliens are coming.
The black, remember that.
Just in case you ever face to face and make contact. The title, Hell by Me, M.I.B., means what you think you saw, you did not see. That's all I know, though.
So good.
This is something about the black Ray-Bans on.
Oh, he does do.
Yeah, let's talk about the movie Men in Black.
Never seen it.
What?
Never seen
Have
it.
You seen any of them?
Nope.
The first one's pretty good.
I'm told that 1 and 2 are good.
The first one's pretty good. The second one is fine. And
I'm
the
told
third
three's
one
trash.
Is like, what if we tried to make this a little serious and you stopped laughing because we told you a very sad story? You're like, That's not what Men in Black is. I shouldn't cry in a Men in Black movie unless it's from laughing. I mean, I didn't. Because I'm a freaking man.
Okay, can I tell a story about you?
Okay.
Do you remember when we saw Lion King 3D together?
Yeah.
And we both cried when Mufasa died?
Well, because that's one of the saddest moments in film history.
I think we've talked about this before. Let's skip over it.
We did.
Oh, I forgot.
It's okay. Listeners didn't listen to the beginning episodes. We're getting more listeners now than ever. Thanks to you, the listener. The new ones, not the old ones.
You guys are trash. Guys. Thanks for promoting it.
Yeah, you guys did not do your job of promoting us because we're not as big as we should be.
And if we ever get big enough, we'll be way too big than we deserve.
Everything that we get, including the mainstream media hit pieces, which will inevitably come because you decide to cut your hair like Donald Trump.
Maybe, actually. I've been thinking about hairstyles recently. I think I need to get a cut.
I'm the one that's balding. I think maybe I should go for the comb-over.
You should do a comb-over, and I'm going to cornrow. Is that racist?
Dude, I don't think you should cornrow. I'm just going to say that. This isn't a joke for the podcast. I just think that if you did a cornrow, it would be one of the most... Just... You would look like freaking Post Malone.
Dude, Post Malone... I used to work with a girl who talked about how Post Malone was the most attractive man she's ever seen. And I'm like...
and that's like people that think Johnny Depp are hot.
It wasn't a bit. Like, Post Malone's a gross-looking boy.
It's like people that... I heard somebody once say that Lil Wayne was super hot. I was like, dude...
No!
Everybody has their own taste for what they think is attractive in a male or female, and yours are wrong, and...
Can we acknowledge that girls have zero metric for attractive boys?
No. Girls don't have a universal metric for attractive boys. A girl, one girl will have a metric that it does not apply to other girls. Like, generally speaking, you can talk to dudes, and dudes can look at different ladies.
And one can think that she's the most attractive person.
If you have 10 dudes look at 5 ladies, you're not necessarily going to get 100% agreement on which is the most attractive lady. But I'm telling you, if you do that test and you repeat it 100 times, the answers are going to be way the heck closer than if you do it with ladies. Because ladies are going to look at a dude like Johnny Depp and be like, he's so dreamy. And I'm like, the heck are you smoking? Johnny Depp is a scary looking, sketchy, scuzzy little man.
It'll literally, the one girl will just look at Johnny Depp and be like, ew.
And I'm like, oh dude, Post Malone? Ew, Lil Wayne?
Gross.
I don't even...
I don't see it.
I don't get it.
But you want to know something I do appreciate about Post Malone?
If a girl says...
That he's been popping pillies and feels so much like a rock star.
If a girl says, George Clooney, he's such a dreamboat, I look at George Clooney and go, I've got nothing on him. He is a beautiful man.
He's a beautiful... Somebody, I think it was Danny, tried to say that the dude who played... Captain Kirk, what's his name? Do you know it? And the new
Chris Pine,
yeah, was the hottest dad, and essentially just old attractive man in Hollywood. I was like, George Clooney, and she's like, oh dang it. And I was like, yeah, that's what I thought.
George Clooney
is the hottest dad.
Is yeah, I mean, Chad Michael Murray is the hottest guy, and George Clooney is the hottest old guy.
Olded guy, yeah.
People say Daniel Craig, but Daniel Craig.
I don't know who
also
that is.
Also attractive. James Bond. The new one. Also attractive.
Not George Clooney attractive.
The new James Bond is Idris Elba. Dude is smoking.
I don't know who that is either.
Freaking the dude from the Rainbow Bridge in Thor.
Oh.
He's a beautiful man.
The
guy from The Office who comes in and he's mean to Michael Scott. Did you forget he was in The Office? He's also the gunslinger in the new movie, Gunslinger.
Oh, dude, that guy!
Yeah, Idris Elba.
Helheim.
What?
Heimel. Right?
Heimlich. Are you talking about the dude from...
Heimlich from Thor.
Yeah, from Thor. Yeah, that's
with
that guy.
With the big sword.
That's what I said,
lying.
The Rainbow Bridge guy. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, but then I thought you could have sworn because the last Thor movie I'd seen was Ragnarok and that dingus takes over. With his two guns, Destin's Troy, or whatever.
Yeah, no.
And I was confused. I was like,
no, that guy is Eomer from Lord of the Rings. I'm talking about Idris Elba, the cool, sexy black man.
Yeah, he's a dope. Dude's dope.
Yes.
Have you seen him use that very big sword?
He's going to be the new James Bond.
I might watch my first James Bond
movie. The previous James Bond was...
Daniel Craig.
He is in
Star Wars. There we go.
Who's in Star Wars?
He plays it one of when Rey Jedi mind tricks. He was one of the.
Okay, here's the thing. I think we're losing the plot. He's a very attractive man, like possibly like George Clooney level. I think, but I don't think he's as old as George Clooney.
Not as close though. He's a good looking boy. However, we can both agree that George Clooney and that guy. I forgot his name already.
Idris? It depends on who you are.
Are not Chadwick level.
Do you know that, like, Chad's beard just makes him irresistible? Chad Michael Murray has a beard now, and let me tell people, ladies, Google Chad Michael Murray beard, and this trash we and have going on. Both of us have some terrible facial hair going on right now. And it's absolute butt. It's the opposite of Chad Michael Murray.
Do you have facial hair for the same reason I do? You look like a 12-year-old without it?
I have that's normally why I have this. My facial hair that I have right now is literally because I hate to shave. Because it takes so long. And...
I can't grow facial hair to save my life, but I look like a freaking no-joke 12-year-old if I don't.
Aren't you 12?
Yeah.
Oh, you turned 13 on your birthday?
Yeah.
Okay,
my bad. I look a whole year younger.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you would think I'm freaking 13 with the amount of facial hair I can grow. Michael, I haven't shaved parts of my face in months. Look at me. Months, my dude. I can't do it.
I was just staring into his eyes for the people listening to the audio podcast. I was trying to make him feel weird.
It 100% worked. Nailed it. Very funny. Okay,
what were you rating?
Will Smith?
Oh, Will
Smith.
Are we rating Will Smith or are we rating theme songs for movies?
People making songs.
I would like to rate Will Smith at a 9.
Yeah, I was going to say a 10, but then there are some times that he's not very
sometimes
good.
Sometimes he makes Battlefield Earth, which I haven't seen, but it looked like...
After Earth?
Dang it.
Sometimes they try to make his very funny show about
Okay, we didn't have a serious discussion right now. When I was a teenager, I was pretty quick-witted, and we used to be able to riff off of each other and make funny jokes. And now I'm 27, and you're my old age, which is like 20?
I'm 20.
And we used to, like, be able to riff on each other and be funny, and we thought about making a funny podcast. And I think I may be burning out, because what I've realized the last couple episodes that we've recorded is my brain... no longer fires on all of its synapses. I'm misfiring so often.
Here's what I think the problem is. I think that, well, one, we're a little burnt out because we were doing some riffing earlier today that worked better when we were in that group of people.
No, I'm not referring to today. I'm referring to, like...
Yeah, I'm saying, I think it is we're both getting older and we're sleepy boys all the time. I think we need to be able to record at, like, noon. Just get that good brain juice going.
Like, maybe I shouldn't take Xanax before we record, because it makes me sleepy.
Just not pop all those Xannies. I mean, but I can't really complain. I did just down this freaking lean on the show.
It does look like lean. Okay. 10 out of 10, by the way, if you're asking.
So Will Smith's a 9.
Will Smith is a 9?
But songs...
10. Because I don't understand why it's good, but it is good.
It's so good.
And it makes things better.
I enjoy it. One, night, everything...
What are you singing?
One, try, everything rides on tonight. Even if I've got 3 strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it.
Was that for that movie?
It's for Fast 6.
Oh, I knew that song. I didn't realize
it's
it was
2 Chainz.
A whole thing to for the
2 Chainz.
You sound like Lil Jon.
I.
You know Lil Jon?
Yeah. Yeah.
That one.
Dude, I watched an interview with T-Pain last night because I couldn't sleep at 3 a.m. and it's one of my favorite things.
One of the first things I ever heard Lil Jon rap on was a sampling of Crazy Train. It was not very good, but it was good, if you know what I'm saying.
Dude, I forgot that T-Pain's first album's called
Rap-A-Turn-Sanga. It's Rap-A-Turn-Sanga. Because it's really funny to go like, Alexa, what's T-Pain's first album? And she's like, Rap-A-Turn-Sanga.
Dude, I also didn't realize that he had some sort of accent when he speaks.
He's from the South.
I realized that after watching him. Yeah, he has a Southern accent. It's so good. Yeah, dude. He's like a Georgia boy. I could listen to T-Pain talk.
He's such a weird... Also,
all day.
He has so much money. Oh, man. Shout out here.
I'm in love with the stripper.
What's a good new movie to have, like, a theme song for? And who should make the theme song? Are we talking, like... Let's see. What's a new hot new movie? What's coming out this year? Is there a Star Wars movie or a Marvel movie coming out?
Both.
What?
Both. I mean, well, yes.
I mean, for this Christmas, like, airing
time. Oh, Christmas.
Like, or, like, fall...
Star Wars.
Are we really close to a Marvel movie?
No.
Like, what if Ant-Man 2... Had
Ryan McElmore and Ryan Lewis make one, because their first album's called The Heist, and they're heist movies.
Didn't Kendrick Lamar kind of do that for Black Panther?
Oh, he did, totally.
Yeah, actually. Like, that happened.
And it's pretty good.
Yeah. Not as good as Will Smith, because he didn't just tell me the plot of the movie.
No, he didn't. He didn't just go, it's Lion King, but kind of doper. It's just like Frozen, you know?
A bunch of people fight the bad guys. We got rich technology.
Then Captain Wakanda jumps in and wins the day against Michael B. Jordan, that good football player.
Michael B.
Jordan's
the bad guy who stuck a bunch of tattoos on his bod for murdering fools.
They're not tattoos, they're scars. You were close. Scars? They're scars. That's what he says.
Well, whatever. He scars himself because whatever, dude. Man, I like the part of that movie.
This is really funny. Keep going.
I don't have a bit. I'm slipping.
I like the part of that movie when they did such a good job of not literally slapping a date on that movie until the sister goes, what are those? And then I'm like, oh, dang it. Frick, they freaking just put a timestamp on the stupid movie.
I also forgot that it was a Disney movie, even when they made the Disneyland reference. And then afterwards, I cringed. Like, post-act, post-retro. Retroactively. I'm slipping, dog. It has nothing to do with today. It has everything to do with my age. You know that in the esports scene, people my age are considered like grandpas?
Yeah, that is true. I'm up and coming. But once I hit 23, downhill. Isn't 23 the active? Like, after 23?
Yo, what do you think about... And I know we talked about sports before, but it's about to become super relevant again. The football.
What do I think about football?
Yeah, dude. Not the soccer kind. The one with the pigskin.
I think it's neat. I think it's one of the most entertaining sports to just watch. I think there's a surprising amount of spandex, considering everybody who plays football professionally is supposed to be a very tough boy.
Here's why I don't...
They all wear a lot of spandex. Have you ever just thought about how much freaking... But, like, no. How much freaking just spandex man butt most people get thanks to football?
Why do you think women watch football? It's like, I was gonna make a joke, and it's just a little too non-PC. Why do you think guys watch chick flicks? Because women are attractive to look at. They don't give a crap about the story.
Hold on, though. I've never once watched Cinderella's story for... Hilary Duff.
I'm not talking about, like...
As a chick flick.
As a kid. I'm talking, like, as a grown-up. How are you going to get a dude into the theater? You put an attractive lady in the role. How do you get ladies to watch football? You put a bunch of strong men in tight butt pants.
Tight butt pants. Well, they're tight butt pants, but also tight butt pants.
Yes. Take that as you will.
I think that I get very frustrated because essentially all quarterbacks are kind of pansies and they get so many rules to freaking... Like, no, that's true. Well, you see, this guy was sort of... Well, he got hit by a very big boy, we can't let that happen
again. This is my problem with the quarterback rules. They're like, well, you have to protect the quarterbacks. They're smaller dudes. If you hit a quarterback with a 300-pound linebacker, it's going to hurt him. And I said, well, then get bigger quarterback.
Yeah.
You dummies. You don't protect them because they're weak. Because, like, well, they're smaller people. Well, then get bigger ones.
Look, you clearly don't have a shortage of big boys.
There's a lot of big boys on the field. Have one of them throw the ball.
Your big boys are not... You have a surplus of very big boys. Just use one of them.
There's extra big boys.
Get rid of these small boys.
There's big boys sitting on the bench, and they could be in.
Get rid of these small boys. If anything, it'd be like... I mean, like... Kickers also.
You see, the like quarterbacks do a little quarterback slide. Can't tackle me. I slid.
Quarterbacks are freaking bigger than kickers, though.
I'm gonna lay you out.
They're not even the smallest people on a stupid football field.
Kickers also tons of special rules. Like, dude,
which I understand some rules because they're doing a weird kicking motion,
and they're also standing completely still and getting hit by somebody that's run 70 yards.
Yes,
just like wham!
I get those.
Knock them right out of their
shoes.
However,
you could also get some bigger kicker boys, probably, because there are kickers who, besides height, are not that much bigger than us.
They're just like, well, we have to get skinny boys to throw the ball because they can throw the ball better. Is that discrimination against big boys? Why can't they throw the ball better?
I've always thought football's been very discriminated against small boys. Big boys, I mean.
You say that because... Yeah, what?
Football's always been discriminated.
I can't say this if I don't know you.
Football is very discriminating against those big boys. They think that all the big boys can do is big boy things and not think. And not think very good.
They treat them like they're rocks.
But they're
big ones.
Which, ironically, I would argue that some of these kickers, considering how small they are, have some pretty big rocks. Because you should see the people running at them. But, freaking, like, no, I honestly do think that. Why don't they just get very big quarterbacks? Because, hey, newsflash, big boys can be smart, too.
Should that be, like, a PSA we do? Big boys can be smart, too. Can we expand
it? We should put that on a freaking t-shirt.
Can we expand it to fat people too so I can be involved?
Well, I would say you're a big boy.
Like, but if we're talking like big, like some of these people weigh as much as me, but they're like actually tall.
They're built like trucks and also it's all muscle.
Yeah, instead of just like, that's a belly slap for you in the audio version. The thing is, like, people love this football thing, and, like, as someone that hasn't necessarily been in the football bubble, it is astounding to watch the whole world just kind of, like...
Especially where we live.
We just, like, stop pretending that, like, politics are important, and the global economy is important, and, like...
That Trump's not a tyrant.
And that Alex Jones got banned.
Ah, dang it, freaking again, Michael!
And that PewDiePie reviewed a hot new meme, and that Logan Paul showed a dead body. We all forget about all this stuff, just for a moment, so we can watch those boys throw the pigskin around and hate each other in tight butt pants.
Also tight butt pants.
And is that... I mean, that's kind of good. That sounds kind of cool. Like, it's a unifying thing. Like when you go to a wrestling event and you talk to the dude next to you and no one cares for, like, the 3 hours you're at the show, whether or not you voted to raise minimum wage. You're like, dude, that guy hit that other guy so cool. And he flipped and did it. And you're like,
that guy just did a suicide dive and then picked... And then picked up this other boy and hit the boy with the boy from the crowd.
And then you all chant and you're like, hit him again! Or some other dumb guys that we
deserve it!
Yeah, you deserve it. There's an actual good chant because I'm freaking misfiring again.
Yes!
But like...
Yes! Yes!
That's what sports is for regular, like normies. Are you laughing because I said normies or because you got a text?
Dude, my phone's been blown up this whole time. Mine
too.
But also because you said normies.
Mine's work, but I'm ignoring it because I have more important things to do.
Do you
want to
know something weird? And this is completely unrelated, Michael. For some reason, I forgot this one time that it gets so freaking toasty in this room while we record.
Are you think it's hot in here now?
I'm so hot.
Dude, when we did our rock band thing, it was insane.
No. Okay, but no, we were jumping. Like, I understood it then. We were all very active then in a small room. But I forgot that, like,
are you
usually
just,
I'm
are
used
you
to
retroactively
it.
Thinking it's hotter because of how bad I stink? Maybe, actually.
Like, I'm sweating?
Yeah, you...
I'm used to it now. I don't smell you anymore. But, dude, that was rough.
It's extremely... I'm a sweaty, sweaty boy. And I know that I look as sexy as ever on camera. But if we had a better camera, maybe
if
I
we
wouldn't.
Had, if we had that Family Matters smell-o-vision that Urkel tried to pitch the dad on, you would turn it off.
If we had smell-o-vision... I've been watching a show called 12 Monkeys, and they go to the future. It's the 2036, 2044, I don't remember. And the world has gone to pot, and a plague has killed everyone. I bet it would reek.
Wait. Are you trying to rate football?
Yeah.
We've rated football.
No, we rated the other football. No, I'm trying to rate...
watching football.
No. Football fandom.
Oh.
Like,
I think it's pretty good.
But also, it's terrible, because it's the same thing that makes people, like, riot in the streets.
That's true.
Ooh. When their team loses or wins. Or, like, have you ever been, like, talking to, like, an extreme sports fan? I'm gonna do this, like, check us out. It's not dirt, it's my pants. Check us out. I'm gonna lean back, like, I'm a cool cat, and I'm gonna say, have you ever, like...
What the butt is that?
A cool cat? It's a string on my pants.
Oh, it's frayed. I see it.
No, it's where the tag used to be. They actually sewed it into the pants.
Oh, weird.
Have you ever been talking to a sports fan who, like, has their...
I talk to nothing but sports boys.
But, like,
you.
Their entire day is ruined because their team lost? And you're like, dude. What?
Are you kidding me?
Like, dude. What? You're like, dude. I had an amazing day. My wife was so awesome. She made me a sick breakfast and went to work. And, like, it wasn't like there wasn't work to do. It was like I just killed it and got it all done. And I went home.
Early.
I went out to dinner. I came back and watched the game. And my day freaking sucked. Because my team did so bad.
And freaking Taylor freaking Martinez threw the football very bad.
Those 11 dudes on that field, they just didn't do their job right. And all of a sudden... my day is bad. And that's all I remember. The sports ball.
I also woke up all of the people in the freaking neighborhood. Because for some reason, I think if I yell at the TV, they do better.
And then
if
they
I
didn't
yell,
go,
do go, 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 all the running backs run faster and harder.
I was like, I can't even with these people. And I went outside and lit my car on fire.
Can we just acknowledge... that you don't need to yell at the running backs to go, 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 and run harder and faster. Because here's the thing. I understand running backs are big boys, but I think no matter who you get hit by on the football field, it doesn't feel great. They probably don't want to get hit. They probably know if I don't run fast enough, I'm going to get hit by a big boy.
I'm sitting.
You don't need to remind them to run quick. It's going to suck.
I'm sitting in the B-dubs, and my game is on, and I'm like, yeah, dog, we got a touchdown. And the other people from the other table are like, no, man, your team got a touchdown. I'm like, you want to start some crap, son? And I go over there, I punch him in the face, because sports ball.
And then I flip. They score a touchdown on me. We throw an interception. I flip a table in the B-dubs.
I pick up my beer. I throw it right in their nose.
I throw it at that magician who's always just trying to make a buck.
Oh, there's a magician. Our local B-dubs has a magician who goes around and tries to make tip money. I forgot about that dog. Talk about cool cats, my boy. What a baller move. You walk up to someone while they're eating wings and half drunk, and you're like, yo, dog.
I bet I can blow your mind.
I'm gonna freak your beans so hard. I'm gonna make this quarter disappear. I'm sorry. We're not supposed to steal jokes as comedians, but the idea of freak your bean from a Bam Bam is so funny. Like, I'm going to blow your minds so hard because I'm going to make this quarter disappear and pull it out of your chicken wang.
Dude, you have to imagine that guy's job isn't that hard. Like, some of his tricks are actually pretty cool. But, like, I could spend 6 hours on YouTube one day and then go do that because I think if you're dealing with half-drunk people, it's probably pretty easy to
but
do some sleight of
hand. But also, it's such a, like, pro move because, like, what are they going to do? Tell you to buzz the heck off? No. But also, like, that takes some guts.
I would never do that.
I mad freaking respect that, dude. Like, I respect the crap out of him. And he doesn't stay too long, usually.
He's there for a few. He's really good at it. Like, at, like, timing, knowing to stay his welcome.
He reads the crowd well, and then he disappears, and next table he pops up. He's like, what's up?
They go to take a drink, and the guy's like, out of the cup.
He pulls a Bert and Guster. Hello.
Yeah, he leads with a Pluto. That's messed up, right? And then, hey, do you want to see a magic trick?
And I was going to make a joke. Doesn't he have like a... Heck darn me! Puma mode? What does he call it?
Stealth mode? Yeah. Hit the jackal switch?
Yeah, jackal switch. Dang me. Heck darn it.
Casual.
What about football fandom? How do you want to rate it?
I don't like...
It's a 5.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Because there's just as much bad about it as there is good.
It's an equal neutralizer that brings everyone together and tears everyone apart and ruins everyone's day. Also, we didn't talk about the fact like your team can win and all of a sudden a bad day is good. As if that matters.
Yeah.
You know what matters?
I understand that my dog died and my car broke down and I got evicted. But hey, freaking sports boys threw that ball so right that I don't care.
Do you know what matters?
Whack.
Whack matters. Whack matters. Thank you for listening to Life's What You Rate It.
I think we're gonna listen to this one and it's not gonna be funny. We laughed really hard during this episode and I don't think it's gonna be funny.
If you wanna give us money because you thought we were funny, one way to do that is by donating by going to our whackmatters.com page and donating us money. Another way is by a t-shirt, which you can go to whackmatters.storymv.com. We have a link on our website as well. But most importantly, at this stage of our life, I'd like you to just, if this show made you laugh, for one, I want you to embrace that laughter and feel it, because people act like 2018 is the worst year that's ever been. And I disagree. If you're one of those people, let me tell you something. When you take that laughter, embrace it, and know that if 2018 is as bad as you say, that's the best you've got, and I'm sorry. We're not getting any better from here.
I mean, I've always heard from episode 19 and on, it's all downhill on podcasts.
Well, we're going to die before next week. The second thing I was going to say is, if you can tell people about this podcast, like, if you thought it was funny, and you can, like, interact with it on social media. We also have a YouTube channel. Like, spreading the word is dope, yeah, man.
And it is not a joke that, like, legitimately one of me and my brother's favorite things to do on the planet is to make people laugh and have a good time.
And I am going to beg you, if you are able and willing, to go to our iTunes page and give us some good 5-star reviews if you liked it. If you didn't like it, please just don't do anything. But if you did like it, give us some good 5-star reviews. It will feel so good to us when eventually we can start selling out and getting sponsors on the show so we can start making a living again. I don't want to have my child live in a box anymore. I want him to live in a room. And we can't afford anything. So if you could just tell people about the show.
We broke into a house to record this.
You're not...
This is breaking and entering every week.
You're not only helping me, but you're helping my family of 4. So thanks. Maybe I have one on the way too. Maybe I need the money. I don't, but what if I did?
Hey, Mom.
I would need the money more.
Hey, Mom. You're going to need to call Michael after this episode. He's got some big news. Neoponka.
Like... Oh, also... So next week, in lieu of doing the show again, because we might be dead, we're also going on vacation, and instead of doing a show like this, we thought we'd do a different kind of show, which is called a vlog. Heck darn you! You idiot! What a dumb joke you said there, you moron! I can't believe you said that, you nerd! We're going to make a vlog about our vacation, and hopefully it's funny, and we'll post it. So, it may not show up in the podcast feed, depending on how well it works, audio only, but we'll do something, and thank you for listening. Do you have a joke to close us out with?
Michael, why did the lettuce blush?
Why?
He saw the salad dressing.
Thanks.
I was not ready for
us, but to save Ewok.
Oh, we did the dumb joke. Who was blowing up my phone?
Is it your girlfriend?
Probably. She's probably like, hey, that